At the El Paso Holocaust Museum and Study Center on North Oregon, the current exhibition is titled The Memory Project. It's accompanied by a 30-minute documentary titled Finding Kallman. And with me are Maribel Villalba, the executive director of the Holocaust Museum. She's in studio with me, along with artist Roz Jacobs and filmmaker Lori Weissman coming to us from New York. Welcome, ladies.
Greetings from hurricane-stricken New York City.
Oh, my, and I do hope that all will be well there. Yes, you are in our thoughts. Roz, would you give us the background on this very hauntingly poignant exhibition?
My parents are both Holocaust survivors, and my mother, Anna, told me stories about her brother, Kallman, since I can remember. And those stories floated through my mind all through my life. I'm a painter, and I never painted anything having to do with my parents' stories. I'm a landscape painter, still lives, anything but war stories. But at a certain point, I started to think about showing the art process. How is a painting made? How do viewers see into the mind of an artist? And I wanted to do that for many years. And also, Lori and I had been filming my parents and the community of survivors that I live in for about 30 years. So we collected footage of survivors, and particularly focusing on my mother, who's a wonderful storyteller. At one point, two ideas came together, the idea of telling my mother's brother, Kallman's story, as well as telling the story of how a painting is made. Mm-hmm. And together with Lori, we created 9 videos that are syncopated into a 12-minute video loop, and that's the core of the Memory Project exhibit. And that video stands now in El Paso at the museum next to the 9 paintings of Kallman that were made. So while you're watching Kallman being painted, you're also hearing my mother telling the story of her little brother as the two of them attempted to escape from the Warsaw Ghetto. They tried to escape the ghetto together and failed the first time, and they succeeded the second time.
Now, Lori, how did you and Roz meet, and at what point did you know you wanted to do this?
We met actually in 1979 at a party and have been friends ever since. And I had been working in media. I worked on various television programs for Children's Television Workshop and was interested in education and media and the power of a story and visual elements to move people and to educate children in particular. And when she had this idea, I was ready for a change, ready to kind of jump off the cliff of educational publishing world, and thought I would love to produce it. And we decided to work together, and I was very close with her family as well, so it was a story that was very important to me. I had always been just moved by their ability to live a beautiful, loving, happy life after living through something I could never possibly imagine.
Well, the experience that I had as a visitor to the space was, first of all, to become hypnotized by the face of Kallman. And then to discover it in the photograph from which it was taken, that particular portrait of him, which is, Roz, I'll let you explain perhaps about the composition of the photograph and how you first zeroed in on his face.
Well, the photograph itself, you know, we all families have photographs, and this was the only photograph that I remembered of my mother's family. And it's a photo of my mother's grandmother, Esther, and her 3 grandchildren, my mother, Kallman, and a cousin of theirs. And the stories were so vivid in my imagination, particularly about Kallman, because I think she just spent a lot of time with him and felt very close to him. So I decided to focus in and zero in on his face. The photograph itself has an interesting story because it's from my mother's uncle who lived in Paris. She got that from him after the war. He's the only person who survived.
A tremendous story here. Let me turn to Maribel for a moment. Maribel, would you tell us about some of the related events that are coming up?
Absolutely. Well, we have the luxury of having the Memory Project here in El Paso for 4 months.
Yes.
And we wanted to keep the public interested in the Memory Project. so that they would continue to come back throughout these 4 months and, you know, just not forget that we have it.
Yes.
So we did several things. We are going to be open on the third Thursday of every month, mm-hmm. late, so that people who haven't had an opportunity to come either because of work or they have family obligations on yes. the weekend, they can come after work. We're also screening the film Finding Kalman that you mentioned. And there's another component to this exhibit. It's a book, Finding Kalman, that was written yes. by Roz and her mother. So just in November, this weekend, as a matter of fact, we're going to be screening Finding Kalman Sunday at 2 p.m. We'll be staying late on Thursday, November 15th from 4 to 7. And we'll be doing that reading of Finding Kalman on Sunday, November 25th. And we'll have some other events after that. And people can go to our website to see what those are. But again, it's just to keep the public interested.
Fascinating. Now, Lori, when you are working on a project, what is your internal process? Do you find that you get more stirred up? Do you feel a sense of healing as you work with the people in capturing their images, their words?
Actually, that's true, Monica. In working on this film in particular, we had hundreds of hours of interviews with Anna Jacobs, also with Roz's father, who doesn't figure in this story, but will in another film that we have mm-hmm. planned for the future. And I was completely uplifted. I was filled with joy, actually. Yeah. We have a little home in southwestern France, which is where I did a lot of the editing over the summer, just sitting quietly in this little barn in the middle of nowhere, hanging out with, we call her Mama J. That was hanging out with Mama J and her stories. And although the stories were of some pretty terrible experiences, her spirit and her love and just the lilt in her voice really made mm-hmm. me happy. I would end my days
Both of you have woven something beautiful out of the other side of suffering. My guests today, a very special trio, Maribel Villalba, executive director of our El Paso Holocaust Museum and Study Center, joined by artist Roz Jacobs and filmmaker Lori Weissman, who have created The Memory Project and the 30-minute documentary titled Finding Kalman. It is a hauntingly interesting, fascinating exhibition at the Holocaust Museum, which is at 715 North Oregon, and it's up through February with a number of special events between now and the close of the exhibit. For information and exact details, you can go to ElPasoHolocaustMuseum.org. Ladies, thank you so very much for joining me today.
Thank you very much. We're thrilled to be on air, and we're thrilled to be in El Paso.